From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. A batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against the group. Counterterrorism experts in the U.S., Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by U.N. peacekeepers. Speaking to the U.N. Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the U.N. and the people it's sent to protect. U.N. mission to the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation. President Obama welcomed fellow progressive Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
President Obama highlighted shared values, noting universal health care, freedom of religion, and the diversity in both nations. Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking stronger resolve in Congress to renew and boost U.S. sanctions against Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry says the missile tests do not violate international nuclear deal. This is VOA News. The U.N. Special Investigator on Freedom of Religion or Belief is calling for a universal repeal of blasphemy laws. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the U.N. in Geneva.
Human rights expert Heine Bielefeld says freedom of religion and freedom of expression are mutually reinforcing, allowing both rights to flourish, but that blasphemy laws cast a pall over these basic rights. He says religious minorities suffer most from the chilling effects the laws create. Bielefeld says Pakistan is known for its draconian blasphemy laws that even carry the death penalty. Although the ultimate sentence has never been carried out, he says many people accused of blasphemy are on death row. While the laws are largely associated with Muslim countries, he says they also exist within Hindu, Buddhist, and Christian societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. General Wilson Schaffner told reporters in Kabul the Taliban is fracturing in Afghanistan's Helmand province, a known Taliban stronghold. He said the U.S. is seeing an emergence of three separate Taliban groups in northern Helmand and that all three factions are largely not loyal to the Afghan Taliban leader. While North Korea's recent claim that it has miniaturized nuclear warheads drew skepticism in the U.S., there is growing concern in Washington that Pyongyang could transfer nuclear technology or materials to other countries. Former U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair warns Pyongyang could be more tempted to sell its nuclear materials or technology to earn cash amid increased sanctions. Last week, the U.N. Security Council adopted a new resolution expanding sanctions against North Korea in response to Pyongyang's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. In U.S. politics, radical Islam, foreign policy, and trade were among the range of issues tackled in a mostly civil discourse by the last four Republican presidential candidates in their final debate before next Tuesday's multi-state vote. All four candidates agreed overall on the need for immigration reform and to curb programs they said allow foreign workers in the U.S. to take jobs from Americans. Donald Trump remains the front-runner for the Republicans, followed by Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. There are two remaining Democratic presidential party candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. They debated on Wednesday night. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.